South Africans can be forgiven for wondering what is happening in our country as it lunges from one issue to another issue. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we were mainly focusing on the drama in the ANC, but serious problems have also emerged from within the National Police Services. Now, this is something that I would say appeals and is relevant to all of us. Everybody at some stage will require, the services of the National Police, whether it is to certify a document, whether it is to report a crime, and whatever the case may be, they're an integral part of the community. Now, there is a tense standoff between the Minister of Police, Bheki Cele, and his National Police Commissioner, Keshle Setole. Mr. Cele went as far as calling out Setole for disregarding his instructions in connections with the senior appointments. On the line, we welcome criminologist Simon Howell. Good morning, Simon.
Hi, good morning.
Simon, was there ever a good working relationship between the two, Mr. Cele and Mr. Setole?
Well, this conflict goes back quite a long way, and I can't remember a time when there was a good working relationship between the two. That being said, they have managed to get along better than they are at the moment, but they've been fighting with each other for quite some time now.
Simon, the police minister sent a strongly worded letter to the national commissioner after Setole made an announcement in parliament on the appointments of four senior officials. This was apparently against instructions from the minister. Who is supposed to decide our senior police officers? Is it, Mr. Sitole's job or Mr. Begitele's job?
Well, ultimately, it should be Mr. Setole's job. I think there's a bit of overreach there in terms of the minister wanting to be actively involved in the appointments. That being said, there is a clause that allows for the minister to have sign-off on such things, but ultimately the decision should lie with the police commissioner, as they are in charge of the daily operation and management of SAPS, in the day-to-day type of thing.
Simon, when it comes to morale at SAPS, it has been at an all-time low for a long, long time now. We've seen COVID-19, we've seen SAPS officials come under fire for various reasons, and of course the general job of policing in the country, not to mention a number of police officers that have passed on in the recent year because of, the current pandemic, being, frontline workers. At this point in time, this friction between the minister and what some would say South Africa's top cop, it can't be boding well for SAPS morale, is it?
Well, no, I think, it is somewhat needless, and it's a needless politicization of policing in terms of, how the organization is run and who is in charge. And it is ultimately needless in the sense that, there doesn't need to be this friction, and they could get along better if they simply tried, respected each of their relevant or respective mandates, so that they didn't have to end up crossing swords all the time.
Simon, the minister has called for an inquiry into Setole's fitness to hold office. Why do you think that he made such a call?
That was ultimately related to the issue around a grabber that they bought for the ANC NASREC conference. I think it was in 2017, which they paid something like 47 million for, when in fact they're worth about 5 to 10 million. And there was a cover up around that and how that that essentially involved Setole because he tried to make sure that the files were not made available to IPED or someone. There is an issue around that, in the sense that the police commissioner shouldn't be involved in such things. But equally, the question, of course, is why is the minister arguing for the suspension of the police commissioner when, in fact, the police minister has also been involved in forms of corruption in the past, which is why he was no longer the commissioner in the first place.
A minister being involved in the appointment of career, police officers in top positions, I know that's Mr. Sitole's job, as we had discussed, a few minutes ago, but should the minister be involved? Should he have an input? Should he have an influence in who are career police officers, especially the higher brass in the country?
Well, I think, his input could be useful in that he could play some type of oversight role. I do think that quite often the minister oversteps that boundary and is too involved in the operational or day-to-day running of SAPS. You know, we see this in a number of ways, which, you know, he sort of speaks for SAT, when in fact, you know, the Minister of Police is supposed to represent all of the police organizations in the country. So that being said, you know, the Minister could play a useful role, an important role, but in this instance, I think he's overstepping the boundary quite significantly.
Simon Howell, thank you so much for your time this morning. Your insights are valuable, and have a good rest of your week, Simon.
Sure, thank you.